Are you emotionally secure?
Not anymore.
Well, we've got...
There's a time in my life I was. I don't think I am anymore.
We've got easy ways to tell.
Okay.
For example, if you make a lot of impulse decisions, would you guys say you make a lot of impulse decisions?
I've never bought a car from an auction without driving it before. All with a credit card, with my credit card, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, bad news. You are not emotionally secure.
Ew.
Yeah, those who aren't usually reactive or impulsive in their relationships and can articulate themselves clearly seem to be the ones who are more emotionally secure.
Okay, to be fair, and I know you guys won't believe this, and save your hurt for the next segment.
All right.
You can do what you want. But I do articulate clearly like what I want and expect and would and what I'm feeling in relationships.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to matter, but it's like that's what I mean.
You can articulate
it. I do that, and I want the same in return, so I know exactly what's going on.
Mm-hmm. But the other part of
if I see something that I want,
you get it.
Like I'll watch a commercial and I'll say, I know nothing about that car, but I'll buy it. And then they discontinue the car within 6 months because it's a piece of crap.
Uh-huh. And you've done that how many times now?
I think I've purchased three separate cars that they know. No, four cars. I haven't had a ton of cars in my life. Four cars. They no longer make or even exist. Ooh, that's crazy. A Honda Prelude.
Yeah.
A Saab SUV, which I loved.
Uh-huh.
A GMC Jimmy.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, the PT Cruiser.
The old PT Cruiser.
Gone. Yeah. Maybe one day the Tesla will be gone.
All right. Never know. Or that model, anyway. Might stop making it.
Maybe.
So I've definitely have felt, and it's kind of ties into New Year's resolution about things I want to be better about, but I feel like social media has made me incredibly impulsive. Like, I see it, I need it, I want it, I buy it.
And that's because a lot of the ads are targeted to your interest. Mm-hmm. The algorithms know, we can get her here.
Yep.
Ooh, this one's easy. We just put up a little photo of this air fryer here and she's going
to
buy it.
She's going to get it. It's easier than it's ever been because before you had to go into the stores to impulse buy and now you can just be sitting on your couch and it comes to you.
Yeah, that's true.
So
it's weird.
That is true.
I have an internal battle in the sense that there's things that I want, but then my natural cheapness, even when I've been in a situation where I had more extra money, my natural cheapness, and everyone in my family says I'm the cheapest one in the family, it's back and forth where I won't. Now, something like a car, I will, which is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, for, like, a small thing, I'm like, I don't know.
Do you try to find it cheaper?
Like, I have the same 7 shirts in my closet, and then I bought a 6-pack of shirts off of Amazon.
Gas station.
They're all the exact same cut.
Yeah.
They're just a different shade slightly.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
And they don't really fit that well. And I'm like, and that'll probably be the last shirts I buy for a while.
Can
I don't know.
Tell you,
it's
though,
weird.
What will change that, and this is because you've already lost weight, but I can tell you that as you lose, and this is why I think women have so many clothes in their closets and sizes in their closets, is because the second that you are like, oh, I can fit into that, then all of a sudden you go on these shopping sprees and then you buy all the clothes in that new size or that new style. Okay. So if and when you lose weight, I think that you'll find you're going to up your
clothes
game.
Well, I lost 33 pounds.
No, even more.
I was like, oh, these shirts are just baggier now.
Oh.
Or they just fit like they should have in the first place.
It didn't change?
Nope.
Interesting. Maybe that's just women then.
But I'm impulsive in many other ways.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, if you are impulsive, then that's a sign that you are not emotionally secure.
My favorite thing of all time, although Katie does it all the time, and I actually applaud it. She sees something she wants and she buys it.
Well.
When I was at Costco with Jason Goodman, we just ran into each other.
Yeah.
We don't just shop
talk
together.
About impulsive. That place.
Yeah,
that'll
get you.
Yes.
And I did leave with like 2 pillows that I didn't plan on buying. They're like $10 each.
Yes.
And Jason, what was it, like a wine cooler that was like $400 that he had he didn't even know they had it there. He wasn't looking for one. He wasn't in the market for one.
I actually saw Jared and I was like, I can't really talk. I'm in a rush. I'm just going to get dog food.
Yes.
And I bolted down to the aisle and I turn around and I'm like, I've never seen this before. I've never seen a cooler with like granite on top or marble, whatever it is. It is a wine. I've never seen this. I'm never going to find this. I'm never going to be able to do this. I'm in a major rush. I'm going to be late, but I need this.
Yes.
I'm running outside getting the cart to get this wine cool thing on my that wouldn't even fit in the car.
Costco's the greatest. It's so good.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's the only place where you could go and buy crab legs, a wine cooler, and then a dog bed all in one space.
Right. Right. It's I think the entire concept, I swear to you, at Costco, and all businesses do this. Like the end caps are made for impulsive buy. They set it up for you, or they're paid so you're more likely to buy it. The impulsive buys is what puts the companies over the edge of profitability. But Costco, somehow they can do it with large, expensive items. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So they're the biggest one. They know that you're going there because you like that avocado oil and you have to have it. But they know they're putting it there and you're going to walk by three different sets of things that they know they're going to try to get you to buy that you didn't plan on buying.
Yes.
And that's what makes them so successful.
I didn't need snow pants the last time I went. But here we are.
I wasn't thinking that.
It snows like once every 3 years. Or like snows.
Jared,
maybe once every 7 years.
What a deal.
What a deal.
Yeah.
What a deal.
And then the one time we do have a blizzard here, you'll be ready.
I'll be prepared. Where are your snow pants?
I got none.
We stuck inside. Yeah.
Another sign to tell if you are emotionally secure. Can you admit when you are wrong?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the moment, but
all
afterwards.
Eyes dart to Jason Goodman.
Well, I will say I'm guilty of that.
Well, when you're never wrong, you know, Jason.
Can you blame the guy?
I can't admit to something that's not true.
That's true.
Come on, how would I know?
That is true. But I am guilty for sure.
Surrounded by idiots.
I could be guilty for sure on that. Mm. But this guy over here.
Mm, but, Katie, I admit when I'm wrong a lot.
After the fact. I think in the moment of an argument that he feels that he's wrong, he pivots and goes to a new argument.
Yes,
but
yes.
And then there's many times I'll just say, I have no idea. I don't know how it works. And I'll say, man, I was wrong about that. And I think I've, probably for good reason, because I need to, I've probably apologized more than anyone on the show. That's admitting I was wrong.
Yes.
Like, hey, I'm sorry that didn't go right. I'm sorry about that.
Typically after the fact.
Well, that's you don't apologize before it happens.
No, I mean, if you know
I'm really sorry, but I'm about to rip you a new one. And I don't really mean it, but I'm just really mad.
He will fight you till his death.
Yes, I will.
And then right before he keels over and dies, he's like, okay, sorry.
Sorry. I overreacted. My bust.
Yeah, those who can acknowledge when they've made a mistake, take responsibility, and apologize for their actions are more on the side of being emotionally secure.
I'm emotionally insecure in many ways, but I do that.
Mm-hmm.
I do apologize, and Katie's actually been doing that more.
I have. I'm not saying you don't do it when you mean I have. Not to you,
she
Squid.
Has to
well,
me.
No,
she,
I'm just curious.
She did to me recently, and I already respect you, but it made me respect you even more. I was just like, wow.
I think I was so taken aback, because I know a situation. I was like, I did not expect that to go that way.
Yeah.
And so then I was just like, sorry, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was going to go that way.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm emotionally secure.
Okay. Well, you took to the restaurant that had no chicken or whatever.
No.
The chicken place. That place.
I wasn't sorry about that. I didn't know either.
The chicken restaurant that didn't sell chicken.
I was just as burned.
She was yelling at me about something. And I got in. Then we got back. We went back and forth. Not yelling at me, but we got into like a heated thing. I don't remember what it was. A couple months ago, right?
Yeah.
Or towards the end of last year.
Towards the end of last year. Yeah. It's.
And then she came back right back in and said, "I'm sorry. I did not mean for that to happen." Like,
water
too.
Under the bridge, yeah. Jason. We
Very
prefer
good.
Not to go.
It does feel good though.
Yeah.
And I know you think sometimes I apologize when I'm not sorry. No, I am sorry in the fact that I feel, even if I wasn't, sometimes I'm not in the wrong. I don't think I'm in the wrong, but I'm sorry that I don't want our relationship to be frayed.
Right.
And I'm sorry for the tension that it caused.
Yes, I get that.
Right.
I get that. Well, another sign,
Jason,
that you.
Are you listening?
I am.
Okay. to apologizing.
I thought he was going to take a note for a second, but he put his
Jason pen down. Apologized to me via text.
What?
And it wasn't anything
See,
big.
That's why I don't want to do this anymore.
No, but I'm saying is, I was like, he never, what is, I was like, what's happening in the world?
He said the words, I'm sorry.
It was something, because we share a YouTube TV thing.
Yeah?
And he's like, hey man, I forgot to send you the payment. I'm sorry. Here it is.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't like a big, like, affront. I was like, you don't need to apologize.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I said I was going to do something and I didn't. And I just miss.
But you said, I'm sorry. Like, okay, cool.
That's nice. Look at you.
How dare you paint Jason Goodman? Don't make me look good.
Again, that was a private conversation.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I exposed you.
Don't you dare.
How dare you?